Holdups and Attempted Suicides Feature Sunday. The Atlanta Journal, Monday, 15th June 1914, page 3, column 1. Police and hospital attendants are kept busy by numerous calls. Sunday was a busy day for the police and the Grady Hospital. Attempted suicides, holdups, and other disturbances kept the officers and doctors working hard all day. Mrs. J.H. Crast, 26 years old, 47 Astoria Street, drank poison Sunday afternoon. Her husband says she asked him to go calling with her. He said he did not want to go. She remonstrated and then went into her bedroom. Later, she came back with a glass in her hand and asked him to have a drink. He refused. She laughed and went back to her room. A little later, he found her unconscious on the bed. She was rushed to the Grady, where her life was saved. She gave no explanation except that she was tired. Lillian Morris, 18 years old, was found in a serious condition from an overdose of morphine in a room at a hotel at 115 12 Decatur Street, late Sunday afternoon. She was taken to Grady, where her life was saved. She gave her name to the police as Nalil Serum, which is her real name spelled backward. She would give no reason for taking the poison. Robbery reported. W.A. Spivey, of Bellwood, reported to the police that he was knocked down and robbed of $3 Sunday night at the end of the Bellwood Avenue viaduct. He said he ran to Marietta Street, hunting for a policeman, and there saw a friend. The friend was on his way down the viaduct. Spivey warned him not to go, telling him of the holdup. The man went and came running back shortly, crying, "He's after me too." Their assailant was a white man, of whom the police have a good description. J.R. Haring of Austell, Georgia, and J.I. Irby of Macon reported they were held up by two armed Negroes at 124 Edgewood Avenue after they had been steered to that place by another Negro, who said he would get them some cold beer Sunday night. Irby, according to the police, escaped by flight, but Haring was robbed of a new revolver and $5. C.J. O'Farrell, 72 Capitol Avenue, attacked by two Negro men and one Negro woman on East Mitchell Street, identified three Negroes Sunday as his assailants, Lizzie Jones, Henry Johnson, and Judson Bell, all arrested in a raid at 269 Orme Street. Officers rescue Negro. Arthur Ross, colored, 3 at 58. West North Avenue, after insulting a white girl at Strong Street and West North Avenue Sunday afternoon, was rescued by call officers Dodd and Shoemate from a crowd which had cornered him. An unknown Negro fired a fusillade of bullets at S.W. Thomas, a conductor on a West Hunter streetcar, Sunday night at the corner of Chappelle and Tatnall Streets. The bullets shattered the windows on the rear platform. Mineola McKnight, well known as a witness in the Frank case, formerly a cook in Leo M. Frank's home, was found by the police in her house, 333 Washington Street, Sunday night, with 5-inch gash in her face. She refused to tell who cut her. She was taken to Grady Hospital. James Greer, colored, 6 Mangum Street, was killed with an axe Sunday morning in a fight. According to the police, Jim Davis of the same address did the killing. Page 4, column 1. Cutting of Frank Case witness puzzles police. Mineola McKnight, one-time cook at the residence of the late Emil Selig, where Leo Frank resided, and one of the important figures in the Frank case, was cut about the face Sunday night by some person whose name she refuses to divulge, according to a report. Two officers were summoned to the Negro residence in the rear of 383 Washington Street, where the Negress lives, Sunday night, and there they found Mineola being treated by a physician for a 5-inch cut across her face. According to the police, she refused to tell who cut her,